we welcome you into the studio. My guest today, Jim Cramer from CNBC's Mad Money, the longest running show on CNBC. And he's great at what he does, but he's also like you, like me. He's a huge never die Eagles fan. And it's time to now get the pulse of Jim Cramer.
Well, first, okay. Can I just say the coverage this year? I mean, you are so on your game, and I follow you in every single venue. The site is amazing. The tweets. I mean, the tweets. I have to, because then it drives me right to the site. That's what it's true.
Who thought you'd be saying that? The tweets.
Well, I know. Isn't that something? The technology has changed. Yeah. But, you know, just the coverage of the camp and your team. You're so good. And periodically I'll go to the other sites for what other teams have. And it's like it's frozen in time. It's like here's the first game is in 5 weeks.
Well, let's do a little segue here. You walk into the NovaCare complex and you see
heaven.
Yeah, you get the behind the scenes. So you get to see Chip and all these little stations for food and everything they're doing here. Does it blow you away a little bit?
Well, there's two things that blow me away. One is that there's clearly a mission, and the mission is Super Bowl. It's not the mission. It's just focus, okay? One team focus. The other thing is, and I want people to understand this, fans matter. This organization is fan-oriented.
Absolutely.
And if you don't get on the – I mean, I got to tell you, I've been a Sixers season ticket holder. I've been to Phillies. Some of those teams at various times, some of those owners, it's like, hey, you know what? We packed the house. It doesn't matter. It's the opposite with this team. It's the opposite with Chip. Every single fan counts, and I just love it. And look, yeah, okay, so I got like a TV show and stuff. It doesn't matter. The fans are treated fabulous. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. But I want you to tell people who don't have the opportunity to come in.
The pulse?
Just in here. Oh. You walk in and you see how different. You were here when Andy Reid was here. It's completely different.
Well, you know, it was kind of like the Kremlin.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the Kremlin with Andy Reid. You know, a bunch of guys in there. We don't really know what they're thinking. We sure hope they have a plan. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, no, we have a plan, and you know we have a plan. And the plan is, okay, so we got to beat the Seahawks before we get into the big one. And it's like the motivation, the sense of organization, it is what you always see when you're with a great American company. When you're with the people from Google, when you're with the people from Facebook, and younger people understand this, those guys are on a mission. This place operates like them, and it's about keeping everybody healthy, keeping everybody focused. It's about brain. The other guys is about, hey, you know, how many can I bench?
Right.
It's about brain and plays and reads and confusion to the other team. I just think this place is like a brain trust. It's like the Manhattan Project.
All right, tell me your thoughts 12 months later. You go into training camp last year. Nobody really knows how Chip's going to make the transition to the NFL. We saw it. 10-win season, NFC East title, return to the playoffs. Compare your feelings on Chip then and now.
All right, I was hoping to win six. Okay. I have to admit it. I said if we can do six and I go through the skid, I said maybe, maybe not, maybe. I feared that Vic could get hurt and that therefore the franchise would go down because, you know, it was the kind of like that's how your mindset was this time last. I was here this day last year. I kind of felt like that. You know, we got this situation with the running backs. There was a guy who was in some little purgatory there. He's out of purgatory. No need to mention any names because I'm a fan. That's not the way we play it. And then the D. It's like we knew we had no D. And then we were switching 3-4. Like, who knew the plays? And all you could sense was like, okay, 3 years from now, we're going to be talking playoffs. And that seemed like a reasonable expectation. So when we're – like, I know we lost to New Orleans. And was it a sad day for me and my father? Absolutely. Did it feel good? But then I said to myself, no, wait a second. We're supposed to win six games.
Yeah.
We lost six games.
Yeah.
And I was proud of us. Yeah. And we are better this year than last year.
Tell me why.
Okay, well, first of all, the D has been focused on. Okay. Second, I like a team. Now, I'm not going to shag any play. Anybody who's been on our team, is
Eagles
still
forever.
It's Eagle forever, okay? And I follow some of these guys on Twitter and stuff. But there is a notion of cohesion. And there's no – I get the sense that the huddle is now filled with precision, not –
mm-hmm. You know, we don't want not me.
You know, like this. I mean, those of us who've been Philadelphia fans all our lives, we know Iverson. Okay, not a game. Practice, not a game, but practice. No, practice means something here, and I like this draft. This guy Matthews. All right, again, there's another guy who
killing
was in
it
slot.
Every day in practice.
Another guy who was in the slot, and we all knew him as a team leader. Again, don't need to say his name. Mm-hmm. But you know what I want? I want 70 catches. I think Matthews is 70 catches. I want the guy to be 10 yards out, not 9 yards out, okay? I don't want every play to be, hey, listen, I'm in the end zone. Look at me, look at me. No, that doesn't work either. And I love Sproles, okay? Why do I love Sproles? Because I hated being at the 18-yard line at the beginning of every single drive. Sproles was one of those guys that when you played them, you said, oh, Sproles, how are they going to – he's a smart player. Now Sproles is going to be vying for touches. And let's not forget – McCoy last year, he was elite. McCoy's going to be number one draft in every fantasy league in this country. Every single one. Because he's tough. He has grit. He was on CNBC. He's smart. Yes. He's cool. Philadelphia getting a little bit of visibility. McCoy.
And see how your expectation level has just changed dramatically. Now let's compare. Okay. Okay, last one.
Right.
Compare it now. Year two here. And then the early days of Andy Reid when you said, okay, this team's good, now it's Super Bowl or bust. Is that the same feeling you have now?
No, I do not have Super Bowl or bust. I think you need to win 11 to come out this year. I don't like the fact that the Redskins definitely upped their game. I think Dallas upped their game. I think the Giants made a lot of good moves in the offseason. I look at this. I'm not crazy about the schedule, candidly, Dave. I mean, it starts off very easy, and then we just have week after week, and there's one moment in the schedule where it's like we got three games in 10 days. It's the schedulers were not our pals, right. Okay? But I do feel that, and this is the big change, I happened to have a good meeting with Tony Romo. I didn't want it to be a good meeting because obviously I hate him. And he said to me, he says, listen, by the time you're done talking to me, you're not going to hate me. I said, no, I have to hate you. That's part of my exercise. And Andrew Luck, I pulled up I had drinks with Luck. But he was drinking a craft beer. And both of them said the same thing to me. He said, you know, in the old days, we always feared playing the Eagles. And then we kind of stopped fearing. We feared the Eagles again.
Yeah. Isn't that nice to hear?
They fear us.
Yeah.
They don't. It's always the same because Romo says, you always look at the league and you say, who do I not want to play? And you don't want to play Seattle. You don't want to play the Niners. And you don't want to play the Eagles.
Great. I like to hear that.
I don't want to play the Eagles anymore.
Well, you're going to get down to League of Financial Field every week, aren't you?
Yes.
Start soon.
All right, partner.
Jim Cramer,
thank you
so much. Mad Money, Jim Cramer, CNBC. Watch him. It's just the show just keeps rolling on and on.
Rocking.
And he bleeds it just like all of us.
Yes. And I believe.
Jim Cramer, thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.